Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a chance of seeing showers and thunderstorms today, and some could be severe. Coming up, the times you'll need to head indoors.
And a family of nine is without a home after a fire in Selma. How the tragic loss is connected to 4th of July celebrations.
And folks will not probably want to hear this. Back to school is just around the corner. The new security protocols in place starting today to keep your kids and teachers safe. Us to get to 8 o'clock here on our Wednesday morning, kind of a back to work Wednesday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ketch Smith. A lot of people are thinking, oh, it's time to get back to work already.
Feels like a Monday.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to feel hot again today. Let's get back to meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WSB Weather Center tracking the big picture for us.
You know, this time of the year, I like to put that water bottle in the freezer so that it can stay cool all day long. You know, that's one of the things that we'll need for today, water and an umbrella. We are tracking the potential for scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop. A level one severe risk is in place for the entire viewing area. Damaging wind speeds will be possible, and we're likely to get some heavy rainfall out of some of those showers and thunderstorms that will develop for this evening. We are watching the radar very closely right now. We have a quick passing shower moving through Chatham County. It is bringing some very light rainfall out there into Pittsburgh, and that is fizzling as it moves towards the east. We have a better chance of seeing rain as we head into the afternoon. A lot of cloud cover will be with us up until 12 o'clock, keeping temperatures a little bit cooler today. It's not going to be as hot as yesterday. And as we head into 2 o'clock, those scattered showers and thunderstorms will begin to develop. They're going to blossom as we head into the evening commute, and some of them could bring gusty wind speeds and heavy rainfall. That is going to continue for this evening. And notice here, as we head into the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, the storm potential is going to go down. Lingering showers will be possible. And as we head into midnight, we're likely to dry things out. Now let's go ahead and take a look outside. In North Hills, it's cloudy for this morning, but still very warm as you step outside. Check out our temperature right now. It's 79 degrees, dew points in the 70s. It's very muggy for this morning, and it's currently 70 degrees out there in Roxborough. For much of the morning in Roxborough, we were seeing that temperature in the 60s, and now we are starting to heat things up there. 79 in Durham and 76 in Fayetteville. Very warm this morning, but hot this afternoon with a high of 92. It is going to feel like the triple digits. Coming up, I'll show you our rain chances into the weekend. Brian?
Pete, it's just about 8:03 now. We're still watching this crash on the south side of Durham on 40 westbound at the 885 split on the live camera. You can see a little bit of activity still on that right shoulder. The delays have cleared up nicely, and we're not really seeing any big backups from 540 out toward Davis Drive. But a reminder, with that activity on the side of the road, you need to move over at least one lane. That is state law in North Carolina. We're also tracking some delays on 401 northbound this morning, leaving Fuqua Varina, heading up into Garner. A report of a crash right around the Brookwood Drive intersection, Manor Ridge Drive. Heavy delays begin just beyond the 1010 road area as you head up toward Garner. And right now we're measuring a 6-minute backup on those sensors on 401 northbound. Consider using Lake Wheeler Road as an alternate route. According to our sensors, if you pick it up from 1010 road, you're in pretty good shape heading northbound on into South Raleigh. Watching a little bit of a backup right now on 40 westbound, approaching Gorman Street there on the south side of Raleigh. Otherwise, pretty quiet around Wake County. Also looking good in Durham. We've been watching some delays on 40 eastbound heading away from Hillsborough down toward Chapel Hill. Pretty heavy backups now from around the 86 interchange out to just before you get to the Irwin Road Bridge. By the time you get to 15501, it looks like traffic's flowing pretty well, but there may be a crash there in that section of 40 eastbound. We're working to get some more details about that.
We follow this as breaking news in the overnight hours. In Selma, a family of nine is right now out of their home after a fire. This happened on Myrtle Road, just off I-95. The fire broke out around 1:30 this morning. The WRL breaking news tracker was there at the scene. The fire chief says that fire started from fireworks residue. We're told the family put some fireworks into the trash outside, and they rekindled, caught fire, and spread to the home. Fire crews say half of that home was damaged. No one was hurt. The Red Cross is helping the family this morning.
We're also following more breaking news this 8 o'clock hour, this time out of Fayetteville. Police are investigating a deadly shooting after a man died and two others were injured. Emergency crews responded to Hilton Drive just after 4 this morning. This is Sky 5 video from that scene into our newsroom just minutes ago. Police found a man in the street suffering gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at that scene. Two other people were taken to Cape Fear Valley Hospital. Officials say the shooting does not appear to be random. Well, new security measures are rolling out today at Wake County Public Schools. WRL's Kelsey Coffey walks us through the new protocols aimed at keeping students and staff safe.
This new visitor management system that launches today will check for 3 things: recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. So visitors will go up to the front desk, go to an iPad, scan their ID, type in some personal information, and then get a background check within minutes. Year-round school district employees received training last week ahead of some students starting school July 11th. If a visitor gets flagged when they check in, it will alert school resource officers, security personnel, and administrators. This new system is launching as a part of the district's response to a 2019 security audit of their schools.
There's a lot of visitor management systems that are out there, and what we're trying to accomplish here is consistency across the district, so that when somebody signs in, they're signing into the same system.
But what happens if there's some type of issue with the iPads? Well, the district has already thought through that, so they've trained their employees on how to manually check people in through their own computers that are behind the front desk. And they're hoping to work through any kinks in the system before the first day of school on August 28th. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Cary.
Happening today, millions of people are returning home after traveling for the Independence Day holiday. This is a live look out at RDU International Airport, where officials say a record-breaking number of people came through over the holiday weekend. Now, for those of you traveling by car, you may notice some extra traffic out there today. This is a live look right now. Aviation Parkway and I-40. AAA says more than 40 million people drove to their destinations this year. That's an increase of more than 2% from last year. To avoid heavy traffic, you will want to get out and hit the road before 2 p.m. According to AAA, the worst time for drivers to be on the roads between 3 and 6 p.m. The person accused of shooting and killing 5 people in Philadelphia will face a judge today. Authorities have not publicly identified the 40-year-old. A district attorney says today's arraignment will be for murder charges. The suspect is also expected to face aggravated assault, weapons charges, and more. 2 boys ages 2 and 13 were also hurt in that shooting Monday. Authorities say the shooter had an AR-style rifle, bulletproof vest, and rounds of ammunition. This morning, 9 people in the Washington, D.C. area are hurt after a mass shooting there during a 4th of July celebration. A gunman fired shots from a car in a neighborhood early this morning. All the people who were hit are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries, and that includes a 9-year-old and a 17-year-old. Police say those people appear to have been targeted. We're working to learn the cause of a large fire at a home in Knightdale. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker last night, where you can see extensive damage to the roof of the house. This was on Whispering Creek Court. We're told 3 people were home at the time, but no one was hurt.
3-2 to Masabe, line out to right center, falls for a hit, which will tie the game. Deanian Greer in, here's Arondo on the way home. It's a miracle.
Oh, my gosh, what a miracle. Fans who filled the D-bat for the 4th of July got a big thrill before the fireworks started. The Bulls scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 9th to come away with a miraculous 6-5 win over the Norfolk Tides. It was a fitting way to lead into the holiday celebration that followed. How cool is that, right? More than 11,000 fans who stuck around at the DBAP were treated to an amazing fireworks show after the game. All in all, it was a memorable night for all those families who were at the game to celebrate Independence Day.
People in Long Island are sticking to the sand after several shark sightings off New York beaches. Still ahead, how the last few days compare to the normal number of sharks in the water there.
And the first phase of Raleigh's new skate park is open for business. What's next for this new facility coming up?
And the humidity is here to stay. Today in Raleigh, we'll make it to 92. You factor in the humidity, it's going to feel like 100 degrees. We also have a chance of seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Coming up, I'm going to show you the timeline we can see those storms arrive into your neighborhood.
A12 is the time right now on our Wednesday morning. It's a back to work Wednesday here, July 5th. You see some clouds hanging over North Hill. It's a live look from our WRL live cam network. As you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. That's going to sock in some heat here, but it'll keep you out of the sunshine at least, right, Peta?
It is. And then, I mean, the clouds are going to play a big role in how it feels out there today. It's not going to be as hot simply because the cloud cover will prevent all that sun radiation. And you know what? 95 was a high yesterday. 92 will be the high temperature today. So when we're in the 90s like that, it's really not going to be a big of a difference in terms of how it's going to feel. I want to take you out to our dual Doppler 5000 right now. And we have some showers rolling through Chatham County. It's very light rain, some sprinkles, and it is fizzling out. We're not seeing much of that anymore in Chatham County. We are going to watch the potential for showers and thunderstorms to develop for this afternoon. We have this surface boundary across the state, and this surface boundary will allow us to see those showers and thunderstorms grow in coverage for today. We have a level one severe risk in place for our entire viewing area. Damaging wind speeds will be the main threat, but we can also see some pockets of heavy rainfall. We have a low risk of flooding today. Isolated flash flooding will be possible with some of those storms that develop because they can put down a lot of rainfall in a short amount of time, especially those poor drainage areas could see some flooding as we head into the afternoon. So around 2 o'clock, those showers and thunderstorms will pop with this stationary boundary across the state that is going to grow in coverage as we head into the evening commute. Some of those storms could be severe. We are going to see the storm potential come down as we head into 9 o'clock and lingering showers possible for tonight. Likely to see the better chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the morning near the coast. We will likely be mostly dry, but with this area of low pressure developing across North and South Carolina, that could promote additional rounds of showers and thunderstorms as we head into Thursday. We're looking about a half of an inch to an inch and a half of rainfall, and some spots could get isolated higher totals as we head into the afternoon. It's really going to be dependent on where those storms set up and bring the heavy rain. Rain chances will stay put into the weekend, so if you do have plans to do some yard work, keep in mind we have a 30% chance of rain on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you get work done early in the morning, you can beat some of those showers and thunderstorms that will develop each and every afternoon. 79, the current temperature out the door. We are seeing the clouds this morning drape across Raleigh. If you're heading to the park, you're heading out there at 10 o'clock. That's smart. 82 around that time. 92 will be the afternoon high. You factor in the humidity, and at the park, it could feel like 100 degrees today in Raleigh. We have temperatures ranging in the lower 90s for the entire 7 day here, each and every day with the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, and with the humidity remaining high, it's going to feel uncomfortable. Brian?
Peta here at 8:16, breaking news in southern Wake County. New information about this crash we're following on 401 northbound right around Manor Ridge Drive. We have learned that all northbound lanes are closed on 401, and it likely is going to be closed for quite a while this morning. Seeing some pretty heavy traffic as you approach that area, about a 6-minute delay overall, according to sensors. But again, you're going to get turned around there at the side of that crash. We're working to get some more details about that. Around the rest of Wake County, we're in pretty good shape. Still watching a crash on the north side of Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound. This is between Highway 86 and the Irwin Road Bridge. You can see those delays showing up in that area. As we zoom in and take you to one of those cameras along I-40 there at 86, you can see where traffic is a little busy there on those eastbound lanes. You might consider using 86 down to Estes Drive, and then from there head to 15501. From 15501, you can pick up 40 eastbound on the other side of those backups. Looking at 40 westbound right now through Wake County and the delays that we are measuring, really the only backups we're seeing are on the south side of Raleigh, especially between Lake Wheeler Road out toward Gorman Street with a little bit of congestion.
Brian, thanks. Two Los Angeles sheriff's deputies are under investigation after a violent struggle outside a grocery store. Now, some might find this video a little disturbing to watch. The sheriff's department released body cam video of the incident, which happened last month. It shows deputies trying to detain two people, matching the description of a couple who was suspected of robbing that grocery store. Now, in the struggle, a woman is thrown to the ground, and one of the deputies puts his hand on the back of her neck.
Stop! You're gonna get punched in the face.
You punch me, and you're gonna get sued too. You already got sued. I got it on camera.
Stop!
Turn
around.
I got it on camera. Get your neck off my. I can't breathe. Hey.
Well, the deputy then sprays some unknown substance in the woman's face. The man tells them the woman has cancer. The LA Sheriff's Department says both deputies have been reassigned during this investigation.
Also this morning, we are working to get information on a shooting in Fort Worth where three people died. New surveillance video shows hundreds of people scattered when those shots rang out on Monday night. Police say men began shooting randomly into that crowd and then left. People who were shot were taken to local hospitals, and authorities say there were 11 people hit. Three were killed. Eight others are recovering. The victims include 10 adults and one juvenile. Police say they don't know how many gunmen were involved. Firefighters are battling a massive fire in Washington state that has forced dozens of people from their homes. The McEwen Fire is an estimated 250 acres and growing. Several fire districts and law enforcement agencies have notified homes in the area to evacuate due to the potential danger. Over 200 homes have been evacuated so far. No injuries have been reported. There's no word yet on what caused that fire.
Well, on Long Island, New York, more than a dozen sharks were spotted yesterday by a drone patrol off the waters on Long Island Beach, at least one of them. This comes a day after police say a 15-year-old surfer survived a shark bite about 3 miles downshore. We get more now from Carolyn Costello reporting.
About 50 sand sharks swimming 200 yards off the shore of Robert Moses Beach, Field 3 this morning, led state park officials to delay the beach's opening to swimmers by about an hour and a half. Lifeguards called swimmers out of the water a second time after mistaking a pair of dolphins for sharks.
We have more surveillance, more lifeguards out there than we've ever had in the past.
The heightened surveillance on this July 4th after a 15-year-old girl was bitten, possibly by a shark, while swimming at Field 3 yesterday afternoon. And hours later, 3 miles down the shore at Fire Island's Kismet Beach, a shark bit a 15-year-old boy while he was surfing. Both teenagers suffered puncture wounds. The girl treated on the beach and released to her parents. The boy treated at a local hospital.
What we're hearing from the shark experts is that these bites are undoubtedly a mistake. They think the sharks think they're feeding on bait fish or bunker fish, and that's why these are bites. They weren't really a real attack like you'd see a great white.
An increase in bait fish and bunker fish are drawing sharks closer to the shore, according to George Gorman, Long Island's regional director of New York State Parks. This, along with heightened surveillance, including 18 drones patrolling Long Island state park beaches, has led to an increase in sightings, not an increase in the shark population. But still, all the news of sharks has some swimmers, like Jen Robbins, keeping their feet safely in the sand.
I was born in 1968, so when Jaws came out, I went to see it in the movie theater, and it completely scared the life out of me. I would not go in the water for like 10 years after that. And now that there's actual sharks in the water, I probably won't anytime soon.
Other swimmers say they will not let a few sand sharks dampen their July 4th fun.
It's a lot of hype.
Not keeping you out of the water.
I'm going in right now with my grandson.
Wow, Jaws kept her out of the water for 10 years. Ooh, well, that was Carolyn Costello reporting. Now, a total of 8 shark bites were reported in the area last year. Now, experts are advising people who are enjoying the beach only go swimming when lifeguards are on duty. Well, back here at home, the Conlon Family Skate Park opened for business in Raleigh, and so far it seems to be a hit. The park has been in the works for about a year. Instead of skating around discarded industrial sites or abandoned properties, the park gives skaters in Raleigh the visibility of being along a main road. Stephen Mangano and his 17-year-old son Adrian are skateboarders and together have seen skate parks all around the country.
I'm fond of saying that we're probably not going to have a professional football team, but we could really own action sports. So this is really a first step. You know, Skate Raleigh's vision is to create this, particularly in such a visible space, to really create an opportunity for the community to understand that, you know, it's a great sport. There are a ton of skaters out there.
The park has rails, half pipes, and ramps. There are plans to build a roller skating rink and add BMX features.
Pet owners in Orange County will no longer have to pay licensing fees to the county. Commissioners discontinued the program effective this month. The fees were put in place to help pay for managing pet overpopulation. The county says there are now other ways to deal with this, and the fees are no longer necessary.
A triangle tradition continued at Dick's Park last night as crowds gathered for the fireworks show. There were food trucks, games, slides, and plenty of people seeking shade from the hot sun early in the day. But that didn't stop people from celebrating America's birthday.
I love it. You know, they got the good music going, the people, everybody decked out with their 4th of July gear, you know. And the food is good. And it's very kid-friendly. It's real nice.
I can't wait. I can't wait for the fireworks. Oh, my gosh, I can't wait. That's the only reason I came out here, for the fireworks and the food.
Oh, hot or not, as you can see, the fireworks show did not disappoint.
Spectacular. Mm-hmm. You know, while the president was away from the White House this weekend, it seems that somebody dropped their cocaine inside the West Wing. The investigation into who left the mysterious substance and how it got there when we return.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. We're in for another one of those North Carolina summer days. Let's get right over to the meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WRCB Weather Center. Anybody getting out on the links would probably do it now.
Yeah. I mean, if you're from North Carolina and you've lived here for several years, you know how things shape up in the summertime. The earlier you get out, the better. We're looking live at the Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, and we already have some golfers out there this morning taking advantage of our temperature that are in the 70s right now. We also have the chance of seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. That's going to begin around 2 o'clock and continue into the evening, likely to see drier conditions as we head into midnight. Some of those storms today could produce some damaging gusty winds. It's 75 right now in Sanford, and come this afternoon, 92 for the high, feeling like 100. Brian?
Here at 827, we have a crash blocking northbound lanes of 401 right around Manor Ridge Drive and Brookwood Drive. They're heading out of Fuquay Varina up toward Garner. Consider using Lake Wheeler Road as a good alternate route this morning. Also watching some delays in Chapel Hill with a crash on 40 eastbound between 86 and the 15501 area. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from 15501, you'll be in pretty good shape. But coming out of Hillsborough this morning, you are going to run into those delays beginning just before you get to the Highway 86 interchange.
Brian, thanks. We're following breaking news in Selma. Fire officials say spent fireworks led to a home catching fire, leaving a family of nine without a place to live. The fire chief says the family put those used fireworks in the trash outside. It caught fire and spread to the home. No one was hurt. Well, next on Fox 50, we'll check back in with meteorologist Peter Sherwood with updates on the potential for showers and thunderstorms. And up next on Today, the K-pop supergroup Twice on the Plaza.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a typical summer-like pattern for us here in North Carolina. Coming up, I'll explain why we have a level one severe risk in place today.
And breaking news this morning, nine people are now without a home after a fire in Selma. Why investigators say fireworks are to blame.
A new effort to keep Wake County school students safe. What three court records the school system is now checking before visitors can come on campus.
8:30 is the time on a Wednesday morning right now. Did she just say school? We're talking schools already?
When did summer go?
Goodness gracious. I want to thank you for joining us here on your Wednesday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. For a lot of us, it's back to work, back to the routine, and back to another hot day. Let's get back over to meteorologist Peter Sherwood at the WRO Severe Weather Center. Good morning again, Peter.
Good morning. And we have another potential of seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. And some of those could be severe for some of us. Damaging winds, speeds, and heavy rainfall will be the main threats for this afternoon. We have a lot of cloud cover out there for this morning that will continue into the lunch hour. And then by 2 o'clock, spotty showers will begin to develop. Some thunderstorms will grow into the evening commute. Some of those thunderstorms will likely bring pockets of heavy rainfall. We are going to see this continue into this evening and likely to see our storm potential die down as we head into 9 o'clock. Lingering showers will be possible as we head into the overnight hours, but around midnight, we're likely to see drier conditions move in. We're looking live right now at RDU Terminal 2 out there, jumping for this morning. If you have friends and family coming into town, you know you want to get them in early because those showers and thunderstorms are going to be developing for this afternoon. 79, the current temperature out there, RDU, dew points in the 70s. It is very muggy out the door. We're seeing 79 in Durham, 76 degrees out there in South Hill. And for this afternoon, temperatures are going to be hot, 92. By 3 o'clock, feeling like 100 degrees, those feels like temperatures in the triple digits. We'll continue this week. I'll tell you how high they'll get. Brian?
Peter here at 8:32. Some new information about this crash we've been following on 401 northbound, leaving Fuquay-Varina, heading up toward Garner. The road is blocked right around Brookwood and Manor Ridge Drive, and we're learning that this is an incident involving a tanker, and there's a spill out there, so it's going to be a little while before it's cleared. The best alternate route to consider this morning would be using 1010 Road out toward Lake Wheeler Road. You can see sensors right now indicate that ride to Lake Wheeler looks pretty good. Then maybe you could take Simpkins Road out to 401 and rejoin that northbound side heading up into Garner. Also watching some delays building on the northbound side of 147 from the 885 split out to Briggs Avenue. Working to find out exactly what's causing that. Just expect a little bit of a delay as you head through that area heading into downtown Durham. Also, we have some lingering delays on 40 eastbound heading through Chapel Hill from right around Highway 86 down to just before 15501 as they work to clear a crash. Pick up 40 eastbound from 15501 and you'll be on the other side of those backups coming in from Hillsboro.
Breaking in the WRL Live Center, within the last 20 minutes, we've learned Hillsboro police are investigating an early morning shooting that injured two people. They responded to reports of shots fired at a party in the area of Riddle Avenue earlier this morning. The WRL Breaking News Tracker drove to the scene there. Police say when they got there, a 21-year-old woman and a 34-year-old man were shot. Those two were taken to a hospital where we're told they're in stable condition. Hillsboro police say if you have any information about what led to this shooting, to please give them a call.
We also have breaking news out of Fayetteville, where police are investigating a deadly shooting after a man was killed and two others were injured. Emergency crews responded to Hilton Drive shortly after 4 this morning. Sky 5 video shows us that scene as police found a man lying in the street there with gunshot wounds. He died at that scene. Two other people were taken to the hospital, also shot. Officials say the shooting does not appear to be random, and our crew is almost on the ground on that scene right now.
We're also following more breaking news, this time out of Selma, where a family of 9 is out of their home after a fire. This happened on Myrtle Road, just off I-95. The fire broke out around 1:30 this morning. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was at that scene. Now, the fire chief says the fire started from fireworks that were used and thrown in a trash can outside. It rekindled, caught fire, and spread to the home. Fire crews say half the home was damaged. No one was hurt, though. The Red Cross is helping that family this morning.
New security measures are rolling out today at Wake County Public Schools. And WRL's Kelsey Coffey walks us through these new protocols that are designed to keep students and staff safe.
This new visitor management system that launches today will check for 3 things: recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. So visitors will go up to the front desk, go to an iPad, scan their ID, type in some personal information, and then get a background check within minutes. Year-round school district employees received training last week ahead of some students starting school July 11th. If a visitor gets flagged when they check in, it will alert school resource officers, security personnel, and administrators. This new system is launching as a part of the district's response to a 2019 security audit of their schools.
There's a lot of visitor management systems that are out there, and what we're trying to accomplish here is consistency across the district so that when somebody signs in, They're signing into the same system.
But what happens if there's some type of issue with the iPads? Well, the district has already thought through that, so they've trained their employees on how to manually check people in through their own computers that are behind the front desk. And they're hoping to work through any kinks in the system before the first day of school on August 28th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Cary.
Well, happening today, millions of people are returning home after traveling for Independence Day holiday celebrations. Of course, you're looking live at RDU International, where airport officials say a record-breaking number of passengers came through over the holiday weekend. Now, for those of you traveling by car, you may notice extra traffic today as we look live at I-40 and Aviation Parkway. Traffic is steady this morning, as you can see. AAA says more than 40 million people drove to their destinations this year. That's an increase of more than 2% from last year. Now, to avoid heavy traffic, you'll want to hit the road before 2 o'clock this afternoon if you're traveling back home from Raleigh. According to AAA, the worst time for drivers will be between 3 this afternoon and 6 p.m.
More affordable housing opportunities may be coming to Raleigh. City Council will vote today on leasing 10 city-owned lots to Southeast Raleigh Promise Housing. The plan is to build 27 affordable rental development units for low to moderate income households. Those properties are on East Lee Street, South Person Street, Gregg Street, Spalding Street, and East Edenton Street. The city would use more than $3 million from the 2020 affordable housing bond for the project.
Time now, 8:37. Secret Service agents evacuated the White House when they spotted an unknown powder. Well, tests showed it was cocaine. Still ahead, where President Biden was when all this was happening.
Plus, how an alligator stalled police from completing a death investigation in Hilton Head Island.
And another day into the 90s this afternoon with a chance for storms. As we're looking live at downtown Raleigh, the legislative building right there. Peter Sherwood will be back to let us know when those storms could pop up.
8:41, following breaking news right now in downtown Raleigh, Sky 5 over the scene of a crash at the intersection of Fayetteville Street at Hargett Street. And you can see a scene there where they have blocked that intersection. Apparently, this is a crash involving injuries, and it may have involved a cyclist based on what we can tell here. Again, this is Fayetteville Street at Hargett Street in downtown Raleigh. Avoid that intersection while they are out there trying to get this scene cleared. Also want to take you to the south side of Wake County. New information about that crash we were telling you on 401 northbound. This is right around Brookwood Drive and Manor Ridge Drive. We've learned they have been able to open one lane out there. This is a crash involving a tanker and apparently a spill. That activity still is continuing to clean it up, but we're at least getting traffic through that area. So leaving Fuquay, heading up toward Garner, expect a little bit of a backup through that area, but at least traffic is flowing, Peta.
All right, so it's going to be another hot day. 92 will be the high temperature. It's going to feel very much like summer when you factor in the humidity, feeling like 100 degrees for today. It's going to be a good idea to perhaps take breaks from the heat and stay hydrated. One of those ways, perhaps heading out to the pool, will make it to 88 around 12 o'clock. 92 will be the afternoon high, and check out those temperatures even into this evening. We will remain hot with that potential of scattered showers and thunderstorms. I want to show you here this map, because this is going to tell the story of why it is going to feel just so uncomfortable out there. 91 for the high temperature in Durham. Check this out. 92 for South Hill, 90 degrees for the high in Fayetteville. But because we have a lot more moisture across our southern counties, that 90 degrees in Fayetteville will actually feel like 102 degrees and 99 for the feels like temperature in South Hill today. We are going to see a lot of moisture in the atmosphere really play on those feels like temperatures, not only for today, but that will continue into the weekend. This available moisture in the atmosphere will also spark some scattered showers and thunderstorms that could bring heavy rainfall along the surface boundary that's draped across North Carolina. 71 for the actual, that number came up. Now we're at 72 for the dew point. It is very tropical out there. You don't want to see this number go up anymore for today, because that is really going to allow it to feel just uncomfortable, muggy, and sticky outside. Once we head into tomorrow, it will feel like 100 degrees, feeling like 100 degrees. 4 degrees on Friday and Saturday. No relief in sight heading into Sunday. 91 will be the high. It will feel like 103 by the afternoon. We're checking out RDU right now with a busy Terminal 2 going on for this hour. If you are heading out the door, keep in mind that we are going to see a lot of cloud cover, mostly dry for the first half of the day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will blossom around 2 p.m. And our storm chances are going to grow in coverage as we head into the late afternoon leading into the evening. Some of these storms will likely bring pockets of heavy rainfall, and especially if we get a lot of rain in a short amount of time, that could prompt flooding concerns in some spots. Lingering showers will be possible as we head into the 9 o'clock hour, likely to see drier conditions move in just before midnight. We have a level 1 severe risk in place for today, so keep that in mind. Damaging wind speeds cannot be ruled out with some of those thunderstorms that will likely develop. Our 7-day forecast showing us that the heat is here. Temperatures will range in the lower 90s. You factor in the humidity, feeling like the triple digits. And each and every day on our 7-day forecast, we're tracking the potential for showers and thunderstorms.
And as Peter just aptly showed us, in all this week, we've been seeing some scorching temperatures. Summertime heat means it's time for what? Ice cream, of course. And we're so happy to have WRAL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanran here talking ice cream and the best places to go to take your family for this treat. Let's talk ice cream.
I have never seen Ken so excited. he was hovering. He was like, what is this? What is this ice cream here? Okay. So right now on our lifestyle section on WRL.com, we have a list of some of the best local ice cream shops, now including Raleigh Rolls. Now, they're unique because they have rolled ice cream. You can watch them like roll it out on the metal surface. It's so much fun. They have locations Morgan Street Food Hall and North Raleigh. And do you want to pick one up?
Yes, absolutely.
I can tell you want to start eating it.
So you can see what it looks like. They literally roll
up roll
the ice
it,
cream.
So you can see the rolls in it. So you've got, like, I think this is a cheesecake.
Yeah.
You can see them. Do you eat that while we go over the next? We've got 3 WRL Voters' Choice Award winners for best ice cream. Our list continues with Andia's.
I've heard of Andia's.
I got 2 locations in Cary and 1 coming in Raleigh. Their vanilla ice cream has won a huge, like, national honor.
Really?
And I love their monster shakes. If you've never had a monster shake from there, they're giant. So it's pretty good. Next up, we've got 2 Roosters, which I have right here. So I know you were eyeing the 2 Roosters as well.
I was eyeing the 2 Roosters, actually, which just happens to be my favorite.
4 locations in Raleigh and Durham, also a Voters' Choice Award winner. 2 Roosters, they have a location coming to Wake Forest. The flavors I have right here, the peach, bourbon peach cookie, and then this one is the cookie dough. And they have a lot of, like, special flavors happening. So these are kind of fun and different. I'm sure you'll be sampling some of these in a little bit.
I'm sure.
Also non-dairy options.
So which is really important, because my sister-in-law, Dr. Kaiser, she is non-dairy, so we're always looking for alternatives for her.
In many places, that's what they're offering. On our list, we have a whole list of fruit and frozen treats that are non-dairy. We also have Howling Cow rounds out our list, which you can't
beat. Oh, it's a favorite.
You have to have Howling Cow. NC State's ice cream shop, it's always a great pick. They also have it's a dairy education and creamery off Lake Wheeler Road. Mm-hmm. And it overlooks the dairy farm, and you can even do tours. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah. So can I try my
roosters? Yes, try the 2 roosters.
Because the rolls are really, really good.
The rolls are delicious.
And this one is
the cookie dough. No, do the bourbon one.
Do the bourbon
one. This is the bourbon peach cookie.
All right. Let me
do that one.
All right.
I had that one yesterday. It was delicious.
It was good?
It was very good.
Mm. Mm.
The smile says it all.
Oh, now I'm doing the happy dance. For some tasty ways to cool off this summer, and for a full list, go to WRL.com and search WRL Out and About.
You search lifestyle. You can search lifestyle. Just search Ken's ice cream.
Oh, Jeff, I wish I could share this with you, but I think I'm going to take this with me.
Yeah,
we'll
it looks
one.
Like that. Ken gets all the tough gigs, right? And I get this. Cocaine at the White House. You heard that right. It's an investigation that is underway this morning as authorities work to figure out how it got there. President Joe Biden is back at the White House today after being at Camp David for several days. Secret Service agents found the powdery substance Sunday while he was gone. It prompted a brief evacuation there from the West Wing. Law enforcement officials say preliminary tests showed the substance was cocaine. A train derailment in Wisconsin forced a four-hour road closure Tuesday as authorities say 29 of those cars derailed from a Canadian Pacific train. The train was not transporting hazardous material and does not threaten the community. No injuries were reported. The incident is under investigation right now.
We now know the name of the person who was found dead in the woods on Picket Fence Lane in Raleigh. Police say he's 28-year-old Dexter Ingram. Investigators believe his death is connected to a shots fired call from the same location over the weekend. Now, at the time, there were no injury reports. Officers found Ingram 2 days later. Police have not shared any information about a possible or who might be responsible for this. A woman in South Carolina is dead after a 10-foot alligator attacked and killed her. It happened on Hilton Head Island near a lagoon bordering a golf course. The 69-year-old woman was found unresponsive Tuesday. Now, first responders tried to get to the woman's body, but it was being guarded by the alligator. The Department of Natural Resources says the alligator was eventually removed and euthanized. This is the second deadly alligator attack in that same county in less than a year.
Movie news now, beginning with a bump in the road for Barbie. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
Barbie's world travels have hit a snag. Vietnam has banned commercial screenings of the film. The issue? A shot of a map with a version of China's nine-dash line, which represents China's territorial claims in the long-contested South China Sea. Vietnam and other countries dispute those claims.
It's something that you just know.
Jodie Turner-Smith is getting her game on. The actress has joined the cast of Tron: Ares, the third film in the Tron franchise. Oscar winner Jared Leto and Past Lives star Greta Lee also star. Production is set to begin in August.
You're going to have a really hard time.
Russell Crowe wants people to stop asking him about Gladiator 2. At a film festival in the Czech Republic, Crowe noted he knows nothing about the cast or the plot of Ridley Scott's planned sequel. That's because, spoiler alert, Crowe's character died in the 2000 original, and he's not in the new movie. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Adele, meantime, wants music fans to stop throwing things at performers on stage. She addressed the trend at a recent show. Adele asked the audience if they're forgetting about show etiquette. Several artists have been hit by items thrown by fans in recent weeks. Bebe Rexha, who was hit in the face with a cell phone during a show. Terrible.
So dangerous. Well, artificial intelligence is being linked to job layoffs in the industry that created it, tech. A small but growing number of tech firms have cited AI as a reason for laying off workers and rethinking new hires in recent months. The AI-driven layoffs come as broader cuts are also affecting the tech industry. Many tech companies are readjusting to an uncertain economic environment. More than 200,000 tech workers nationwide have been laid off so far in 2023.
A new blood test is helping to predict preeclampsia in pregnant women. It was just approved by the FDA. Preeclampsia causes high blood pressure, which can escalate to eclampsia. It causes seizures, even could lead to death. The blood test will determine if a woman will develop a serious form of the disease. It's been available in Europe for years and can tell with up to 96% accuracy who won't develop preeclampsia.
Well, the new survey finds a growing number of parents say they're worried they won't be able to pay for their children's education in college. About 70% of parents say they don't feel prepared to pay for college. That's compared to 66% last year. The survey found strained savings because of inflation, not saving early enough, and increases in tuition are some factors that have contributed to parents' unpreparedness.
Independence Day is done, but the deals aren't. You can still cash in on UNC football tickets for less than $20. The university is offering tickets for $17.76 to three games, Miami, Virginia, and Campbell. The seats are up on the second level of Keenan Stadium, but that's okay for the price, right? The deal ends tomorrow.
Well, the Powerball jackpot is climbing. Tonight's top prize, $546 million. It's the second time this year the prize has risen to more than $500 million. No one has won the game's top prize since April. You can watch tonight's drawing on WREL just before our 11 o'clock news. New York has its hot dog eating contest to celebrate Independence Day, but the Florida Keys has a sweeter alternative. The Key Lime Pie Eating Contest took place in Key West. The contest was won by 38-year-old Joshua Mogul. It took Mogul 3 minutes and 35 seconds to consume the pie, beating out 24 rivals. The competition took place the 24 hours after Key Lime Pie, measuring 13 feet in diameter, was submitted for the certification as a world record.